discipline is a pathway to creativity.
The most important variable in behavior change is forcing yourself to behave differently than you feel.
One thing that discipline definitely does help you with is it helps you get things done. And when you get things done, when you actually do things, you have more success. If you have more success, and sometimes a big part of success is just not being fucking lazy and just doing it.
Yeah.
That's like 90% of it is just showing up. Get there and start working. Like, you're not going to feel perfect every day. If I only worked out when I felt good, I'd be a fat fuck. Because there's a lot of days I don't want to do it. It's pretty much the same with everybody that actually gets good at something. There's got to be those days you push through. And they're probably going to be more numerous than the days you don't. And so the benefit of discipline in my eyes has always been that through discipline I get things done. I always say that I'm like the most lazy, disciplined person I know, because I don't want to do it, but I always do.
Separates people from success and not being successful. I've never met a person who was not successful that didn't have a great amount of self-discipline within their life. Self-discipline and being able to perform and being able to keep your life on schedule and being able to keep commitments and promises and meet deadlines is essential to success.
You develop the discipline, you know, the discipline, and I talk about that all the time, you know, the fact that discipline equals freedom, and the more discipline you have as a human, the more freedom you're going to have, which is completely counterintuitive. You know, people think, oh, you're living this disciplined lifestyle, so that means you don't have any freedom. And it's actually the exact opposite. I have freedom because I have discipline. I have, you know, financial freedom because I have financial discipline. I have more time because I have the discipline to get up in the morning, you know, before most normal people get up. Those are the kind of disciplines that you put into place, and those definitely get instilled through the military.
When we're talking about self-discipline, that starts with self-love. How do you get more self-discipline? Is to begin scheduling your entire day. That means entire day. From the moment you wake up to when you're sleeping at night, have it scheduled out. Because if you have a schedule, you're more apt to do the things that are on that schedule.
So whatever it is that you're trying to achieve in life, the critical component is getting things done. Building the character that's associated with getting things done in a systematic way requires that you become disciplined. Because it's very difficult to just get up and change your life, just change the way you do things. People like to say that all the time, hey, just stop doing this or start doing that. They like to give advice, but the underlying factor is that our friend, our individual, whoever's asking the question, is not disciplined enough to actually put that thing in action, get that thing done. Begin with something small. So, for example, if you want to lose weight, I often tell people, just start walking every single morning. Don't worry about counting calories. Don't worry about complex workout ideas. Don't worry about anything that anyone is selling you. Just get up and walk every morning. Will add to your success, because getting up and walking, fresh air and exercise is going to support you in losing weight. But we all know that there's far more factors to consider. But what it will do is create the virtue of discipline, commitment, right? Commitment and discipline sort of go together. And the fact that that small win associated with getting up every single morning is under your belt, you're going to feel the courage, the confidence, and you will have the ability to begin adding other things to your ability to grow stronger. So now that you know, it's been 60 days, 90 days, and it's like you got that pattern down pat. You get up every morning, you just walk, that's it. You don't think about it, it's become a habit. you now can use that tool of creating habits and instilling discipline with the next one, which should be a little bit more advanced. Perhaps only drink water with your meals. Don't drink any soda, don't drink any juice, just drink water. That's the next one. And then the next one becomes more complex, and the next one becomes more complex. Now, it might seem like this is tedious and slow, but I guarantee you that after 90 days of tiny wins and the revamping of your character, you will be the type of person that can get anything done at any time. And the long-time perspective is going to be a successful one for you. Start small, have big wins with these little things, and then use that new version of yourself, that new character tool, to attack bigger and more advanced things until you reach your goal.
The harder you work, the harder it is to surrender.
Sometimes we have to ask ourselves, what's using my life? One of the things that we know about life is that it is always changing. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. Sometimes things go real well, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes you're happy, and sometimes you're sad. Now that's that thing called life. And when we begin to understand and know that, accepting that reality, that we will never ever have things just on an even keel all the time, that you're going to have some ups and you're going to have some downs, but during those down moments, that's where the growth takes place. That's where the work is. Anybody can feel good when they have their health, their bills are paid, they have happy relationships, the children are acting normal. Anybody can be positive then. Anybody can have a larger vision then. Anybody can have faith under those kinds of circumstances. See, but the real challenge of growth, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, comes when you get knocked down. How you handle it, that's where the growth takes place.
That proves the point that what we do and what we accomplish in life is only a tip of the iceberg of what's possible for us. So I want you to think about some goals that you'd like to achieve, and I'd like for you to, let's say, break them up in three categories. Number one, I want you to think about some personal goal you'd like to achieve. We should be ashamed to die until we've made some major contribution to humankind. And as you think about these goals, whatever those goals are, I want you to dramatically increase those goals. And I want to warn you, I don't want you to think about how you're going to do it. How is none of your business. The most important thing is just to increase those goals dramatically. I've found that most people fail in life, not because they aim too high and miss. Most people fail in life because they aim too low and hit.
Self-discipline? All of us have a challenge with that. Because sometimes it's easy, and especially if you're working hard, doing the best you can, it's easy sometimes to let up and let it go. But remember, so many people, especially now that we're as big as we are around the world, are counting on what we do. At home office, they have to be careful. They have to be disciplined. It's easy for the person who ships the product from Herbalife says, oh, well, I'll wait until tomorrow to ship it. And then they go home and sleep like a baby. But the distributor who's waiting for that product doesn't sleep that night, or doesn't sleep when the product doesn't show on time. But if everybody will have the discipline to say, I will do the best job I can, I will make mistakes, of course, because we're all human, but I'll try to remedy those mistakes and do the best job I can. That kind of self-discipline that understands how important your part is in all of the functions that work. Coming to work on the set here, HBN, there's so many people that play a part. And each one of the parts that are played is necessary to put on the broadcast, make it viable, make it real, make it powerful. Any couple of them missing, and it would be a disaster. But all of it put together, and it works like a charm. Each person developing the self-discipline to do their part, do their job.